We have gone through the fact about the authenticity of God. We've spoken a bit about that.
我们已经看了神的真实，已经讲了一些。
And we were looking at just some of the text of Scripture that emphasizes He is the one true God.
我们看了一些经文里头强调他是那独一的真神。
I want to continue with that just for a moment.
我继续再讲一点点。
I want us to look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
我们看看帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
Because I not only want us to see that He is the one true God, but how are we to respond to it?
我们要看不仅他是那独一的真神，也要看到我们如何回应这样一位神。
In chapter 1 of 1 Thessalonians,
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章
verse 9 and 10,
九到十节。
For they themselves report about us what kind of reception we had with you and how you turned to God from idols to serve a living and true God.And to wait for his son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, that is Jesus who rescues us from the wrath to come.
一起来读啊，因为他们自己已经报名我们是怎样进到你们那里，你们是怎样离弃偶像，归向神，要服侍那又真又活的神，等候他儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活的。那为救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
Now apparently a bunch of people were talking and Paul heard about it.
很明显哦，有很多人在那儿讲话，保罗听到他们在谈论。
At least throughout some parts of Asia Minor, what happened here in this church was making news.
至少在亚细亚这一带，在这个教会里发生的事情呢，现在已经传遍了各地。
They were talking about how the Thessalonians had received Paul and received his message.
讲论帖撒罗尼迦人怎么样子接待了保罗，而且接受了他所传讲的福音。
Now, just the fact that they received Paul and received his message is a big deal.
他们能够接待保罗，而且接受他所传讲的信息，这本身就是一个很大的一件事。
Look at chapter 2, verses 1 and 2.
看第二章的一到二节啊。
For you yourselves know, brethren, that our coming to you was not in vain, but after we had already suffered and been mistreated in Philippi, as you know, we had the boldness in our God to speak to you the gospel of God amid much opposition.
弟兄们，你们自己原晓得，我们进到你们那里并不是突然的。我们从前在腓立比受害受辱，这是你们知道的。而且我们还是靠着我们的神，放开胆量，在大征战中把神的福音传给你们。
Now, Paul says here in verse 2 that they knew he was mistreated in Philippi. They knew it.
第二节啊，保罗说，这是你们知道我们在腓立比受到了。
And the word here in Greek is oida. It's to know by perception. It's to know by seeing.
这里你们知道那个原文呢、啊？原文是借着观察，你们就可以看出来，看得很清楚。
But they weren't in Philippi.
但是他们还不在腓立比。
The Thessalonians were in Thessalonica.
帖撒罗尼迦人住在帖撒罗尼迦。
How did they know that Paul had been mistreated?
那他们怎么知道保罗受辱受害呢？
It's because when he walked into Thessalonica,
因为当他进到帖撒罗尼迦的时候
his feet were still swollen.
他的脚是肿的
he was limping.
他在一瘸一拐的进来
he was broken.
他身上满身伤疤
his back still had lacerations on it.
他背上有鞭伤
he was suffering.
他在受苦受痛苦还在痛
That's how they knew.
所以他们看得出来
Now, this is kind of a side point, but it'll be good for us to hear this.
这虽然是一个侧面的一个但是我们要知道也很重要。
Look at the power of God here.
你看看神的能力怎么彰显。
These people received Paul and received his message.
这些人接待了保罗又接受他所传的信息。
Even though they knew that this message they had received had caused Paul only grief.
尽管他们看到保罗所传的信息带给保罗个人带来的是痛苦。
In the eyes of worldly people, that message had ruined Paul's life.
在世人的眼中，这个信息使保罗身败名裂。
But they received him.
但他们仍然接待保罗。
Now, let's look at how different it is today.
让我们看看今天是何等的不同。
During evangelistic crusades,
在一个福音的布道大会里，
they put a person up front,
他们把一个人带到台上来。
He usually says something like this.
他们会怎么说呢？
You know, my business was terrible.
你知道我从前我的事业不成功，我的是我家破人亡，我。
But I received Jesus.
但我接待了基督。
And He's made me the man I am today.
哇，他使我现在成功发达了。
And we think, man, that's going to draw people.
我们以为这样子就会吸引人来信耶稣啊。
Not really.
其实不然。
It draws people. 啊。It draws people, just not maybe the right way.
的确，这会吸引人，但是不是吸引到主面前。
Here's what's going on here.
那这里你看发生什么事儿？
Paul walks into Thessalonica.
保罗进到帖撒罗尼迦城里。
With all the evidence that this gospel message had done nothing but caused him grief.
他带着这个伤痕呢，证明了这个福音信息给他带来的不过是痛苦、麻烦。
But they're watching him preach.
但是他们观看保罗在传道。
You see the joy.
看保罗身上的彰显的喜乐。
The Spirit is bearing witness to the message.
所以神的灵正在做见证。
And then there's also this mark of authenticity.
这信息是真的，而且看到这个信息是真实的，哇，实实在在的。
This message must be true.
他所传讲的信息一定是真理啊。
If this man was a charlatan,
如果这个人是个大骗子，叫骗子的话。
If he just invented this,
如果他发明了这个道理。
Then when they beat him in Philippi,
那么他们当保罗在腓立比受苦受害的时候，
he would have come here with a different message.
他来这就会传一个不同的信息了。
He'd have changed his story if he was trying to sell something.
如果他要做传销，传一些假东西，他肯定会编造故事。
But look how beaten this man is.
你看这个人被打的这个样子。
Look how the people hate him.
你看这些人怎么恨恶他。
Yet look how his life is ruined.
只看他身败名裂，因此传讲这个信息，完了。
Yet look at the joy on his face.
但看看他脸上所彰显的那个喜乐。
Look at the perseverance in this message.
看看他的坚忍忍耐。
See how different it is from those prosperity preachers.
你看，保罗跟那些成功神学家是何等的不同啊。
Now let's get back to our text.
好，我们再回到今天经文了。
What kind of reception did Paul have?
保罗接是怎么样被接待的呢？
Look what it says in verse 9.
看第九节，第九节。
You turned to God from idols.
传福音，第一章第九节，差不多，第一章第九节啊，你们，因为你们离弃偶像归向神。
How did he know that they had received the gospel?
保罗怎么知道？帖撒罗尼迦人接受了福音呢？
They turned to God from idols.
因为他们离弃偶像归向神。
Now, you have to understand that the religion in the Roman world,
你要明白罗马世界他们所信奉的宗教背景啊。
These idols that they had were generational.
这些他们所信奉的偶像是传统的。
This was their family's idol.
这是他们的祖传的偶像。
For generations.
世世代代所崇拜的。
These are the idols of their culture, their people.
这是他们文化，他们的民族，他们的特性啊，传人啊。
To break with these idols, make them a traitor.
他们如果跟这些偶像要背弃的话，他们就成了背叛自己民族的人。
It doesn't say they accepted Jesus and kept their idols.
这圣经没有说他们接待了耶稣，然后继续保持自己传统信仰，没有。
But they turned from their idols.
他们乃是离弃偶像归向基督。
And a believer from India told me this one time.
在印度的一个基督徒告诉我有一次啊。
He said when the Americans come over and do their big evangelistic crusades in India.
当美国布道家来到印度啊搞布道活动的时候。
And they tell Indian people to receive Jesus.
他们告诉印度人要接待耶稣信耶稣。
He says Indian people will receive Jesus.
印度人很快就接受了。
And sincerely.
而且真诚的接待基督了。
In their own way.
但是他们是照自己的方法。
What they're doing is this.
他们做的是什么呢？
They're just incorporating one more God into their countless group of gods that they have.
印度人就把耶稣呢加在他们成千上万的这假神当中，再加一个，多一个，越多越好。
And that doesn't mean anything.
这就没有意义了。
And then one day I was in Mumbai.
有一次我在印度一个城市。
I have to tell you, I really didn't understand what my brother from India was telling me.
我听不太懂我的印度弟兄讲的是什么。
But I was walking along this wall in Mumbai.
那我跟在这个墙的旁边走啊。
And it had these beautiful ceramic tiles.
在上面有很多那个雕刻的那个叫什么那个。瓷砖呢、啊、美丽的瓷砖呢、啊、
With these very well done paintings of just countless different gods.
上面有美好的那个他们的假神印度神的图画。
Each tile had a god.
每一个瓷砖上都有一个神像。
And every once in a while,
偶尔呢
Jesus would appear.
耶稣也在当中。
And Jesus would appear.
一会儿耶稣又来了。耶稣又来了。
Alright, now I want you to think about something.
我要你好好思考。
Same thing in Canada.
在加拿大也是，对不对？
Same thing in China.
在中国也是。
Same thing in the United States.
美国也是。
We're not really turning from our idols.
我们不是离弃偶像。
We're just adding Jesus to our
lives. 我们不过加上耶稣进入我们的生命中。
Do you see that?
看到没有？
Now you may not be able to draw your idol.
也许你不会把那些偶像画出来。
Or maybe you can.
或者你可以画出来。
Maybe it's a big house.
或者你的偶像是一个大房子。
A car.
一个大车。
A Canadian dream.
或者加拿大梦。
Clothing.
或者美好的衣服。
Prosperity.
或者成功发达。
Reputation.
名誉声望。
So, in India on that wall, I saw Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.Jesus, Krishna, Krishna.
我在印度的那个印度神，印度神，印度神加耶稣，然后印度神，印度神再加耶稣。
But in your life and mine, it may be this.
你我生命当中可能是这样子。
Prosperity,
成功
，reputation,
名誉
，easy life,
舒服的生活
，Jesus,
耶稣
，prosperity,
成功
，Do you see?
丰盛发达，耶稣。
But when Paul preached to these people,
但当保罗传讲给这些人听的时候
they turn from their idols.
他们离弃他们的偶像。
Now here's something really important.
这里很重要。
Look what it says.
注意他说什么。
It's kind of backwards.
好像反过来了，本末倒置。
You turn to God from idols.
他说你们离弃偶像归向神。
You say, what's weird about that?
这有什么不对？你说。
What's the order?
这次序是。不对。
It would make more sense to say you turn from idols to God.
In Chinese, we have the right. 中文翻译对了。
No, actually, this one's the right one.
Okay. 其实这英文圣经是正确的，这个翻译是对，但中文翻对了。
In the Greek.
在希腊文呢、啊、
？Yeah, gotcha. In the Greek, it says you turn to God.From idols.
这里在希腊文、哦、你从偶像中转离归向神。
But it seems more logical to say it the other way.
但反过来说似乎更合乎逻辑。
It seems more logical to say you turn from idols to God.
就像中文翻译啊，你离弃偶像归向神。
Now why?
为什么？
If I'm looking at the back wall,
如果我在看后面的墙。
Before I can look at you,
我看你之前呢
I have to turn away from that back wall.
我必须先转离后面的墙才能看你。所以我先要干什么
I turn from the idol.
我要转离偶像。
To God.
归向神对不对
But Paul says you turn to God from the idol.
你们转向神离弃偶像。这是 原文。
Now why is this important?
为什么这么重要
What it demonstrates is this.
这里要表示的是，表达的是。
These pagans.
这些外邦拜偶像的人。
In Thessalonica.
在帖撒罗尼迦这些人。
Very close to Croatia. They may have been my relatives.
也许是我的老祖宗啊，我的欧洲亲戚啊。
They were satisfied with their God.
他们以自己所拜的神为满足。
They were happy with their idols.
他们引以为豪，他们很高兴，很满足。
They didn't have a problem.
他们没问题。
They weren't looking around.
他们没有在寻求神。
They weren't seeking the one true God.
他们没有在寻求那位独一的真神。
They weren't dissatisfied.
他们没有对自己的神不满意。
They're fine.
他们没问题。
But then Paul came and he preached.
但保罗来传福音给他们听。
And when he preached,
当他传的时候
they saw God.
他们看到真神了。
Magnificent revelation of God.
他们看到神的那伟大的启示，雄伟的彰显。
And because they saw God for the first time as He really is.
因为他们第一次有生以来第一次认识到他是这样一位伟大的真神。
Their idols just seemed pathetic.
他们自己的神认识到何等的可怜渺小。
A true revelation of God occurred to them.
当一个真正对神的启示临到他们的时候，
they not only realized how sinful they were,
他们不仅仅认识到自己是何等罪孽深重，
but how useless their gods were.
他们也同时认识到自己的神是自己所信的那些假神是何等的没用。
It's just like a guy who has a girlfriend.
就像一个人，他有一个女朋友。
And he thinks, man, he's happy.
他认为挺高兴的。
She's beautiful.
哦，我这女孩挺漂亮。
She's the best.
她是最好的，最美。
No problem here.
啊，没问题。
Fully satisfied.
很满足了。
And then one day, some guy walks by.
有一天呢，来了一些人。
With a better-looking girl.
旁边带一个更漂亮的女孩。
And then all of a sudden,
突然之间，哎呦。失色。
You see that?
看到没有？
Now that's not a good illustration.
这个比喻不好。但我是要说明一点呢。
That's our job as Christians.
这是我们身为基督徒，我们的工作，我们的职任。
Is to proclaim not an exaggerated view of God, but a biblical view of God.
不是夸张啊，乃是要把一个合乎圣经的神的概念，神的认识讲明。
That people might see that their God is no God.
好像人们可以看到他们所信的那假神根本是无足轻重的。
Let me show you something that happens all the time in the university, and it just shows how stupid people have become.
让你看到在大学里头啊发生的总是发生的事，然后看到人是变得何等的愚昧。当我在大学里头我传福音做见证的时候。
And begin to talk about the exclusivity of the God of the Bible.
我开始讲论圣经的神是何等的排他独一。
That is the one true God.
他是那独一的真神。
You know what's going to happen?
你知道会发生什么事儿吗？
Some brilliant student.
一些很聪明的一些大学生啊。
Is going to say,
会站起来。
All gods are the same.
我所有的神都一样啦。
Same God.
条条大路通罗马。
It's a different name.
不同的名字啦。
All gods are the same.
我的神都一样。
I go, okay.
我说好。
So,
那么
I've got this God here.
好，这一个神。
Who is personal.
我信的神是有位格的。
He's loving.
他是慈爱的。
He is the creator and sustainer of the universe.
他是创造天地而且托住万有的主宰。
Who because of his justice reconciles man through the death of his own son.
因着他的公义，他借着他儿子的死，使世人与他和好了。
And in that we have the greatest manifestation of love that has ever been given to humanity.
借着这个福音，我们看到了神的最大的爱的彰显。
So that's my God.
这是我所信的神。
Then I go to the Amazon.
然后我到亚马逊河森林里头。
And a man is worshiping a toad.
一个人在拜青蛙。
A toad.
一个癞蛤蟆。
Now explain to me how these are the same gods.
你跟我解释一下，癞蛤蟆跟我所信的神怎么能够相提并论呢？这疯了吗？这简直。
It's not the same God by a different name.
这两个不是同一个神，不同的名字，不。
It's not God became a man and died on a tree to redeem his people.
这他们所信的不是那位神道成肉身死在十字架来救赎他的百姓。不。
And God became a frog and lives in the Amazon.
神变成个癞蛤蟆然后活在亚马逊的森林里头。这完全不能同日而语。
And as Christians, we should not be ashamed to stand up and proclaim humbly but boldly.
基督徒我们不应该以此为耻，我们要挺身而出，然后向世界宣告
who God is，
到底神是怎么样一位神。
That men might see the folly of other gods，
好叫人可以看到其他的假神是何等的愚昧啊。
Now here in verse 9 and 10, we not only have a revelation of the one true God，
9到10节我们不仅仅看到这位真神的启示啊。
We have one of the greatest illustrations of conversion.
我们也看到归信主的一个最好的一幅图画和表现。
In verse 9,
好，第九节啊。
They turned to God.
他们归向神。
They left their idols.
他们离弃了偶像。
And now they're serving.
好，现在他们要服侍这位又真又活的神。
And they're waiting, verse 10, for the fullness of their redemption at the second coming of Christ.
等候他儿子从天而降，就是耶基督要从天而降来救赎他的百姓。
That's the Christian life.
这是基督徒的生活了。
This is one of the best illustrations of what it means to be a Christian.
这就是一个最好的身为基督徒的一个最好的一幅图画。
Now, if I ask you, have you turned from your idols?
如果我问你，你是否从你的偶像中转离呢？
Even if you're the most godly Christian in the world,
就算你是世上最敬虔的基督徒，
you're going to have to say yes.
你必须说我已经转离了。
And no.
或者我没有转离，只有两个答案。
Or maybe better, it would,
或者更好答案是，
you would say it this way.
你会那么说。
I have turned from my idols.
我已经从我的偶像转离了。
And I am continuing to turn from my idols.
而且我在继续的转离，不断的离弃偶像。
What does it mean?
好，这意味着什么？
It means that after 33 years, I still have some idols in my life.
意味着33年信主之后，我生命中仍然还有一些小偶像。
I'm not totally rid of everything that could pull at my heart.
我没有把一切能够叫我分散精力的都排除掉。
Yes, that day I was converted.
没错，当我信的那一天。
That day I saw the one true God in Jesus Christ.
那天我在耶稣基督里认识这位独一的真神。
I realized all my idols were stupid.
我认识到我所有我所信靠的偶像都是愚昧的，没用的。
Wealth,
金钱也好，
youth,
青春也好，
strength,
力量也好，
pleasure,
世上的享乐也好，
they're all stupid idols,
都是无用的偶像。
And I turn from them.
我就离弃了这一切偶像。
And yet at the same time,
但同时在以西结书里头，
God says, I will cleanse them from all their filthiness and all their idols.
我要洁净他们的污秽，而且要除掉他们一切的偶像。如果你是基督徒，
you have turned from your idols,
你已经从偶像转离了。
God is still cleansing you from the idolatry in your life.
仍然还在洁净你生命当中的偶像。
And if you do fall back into idolatry, and the Christian can,
如果你身为基督可能，你还不小心又回到老路，又去拜偶像了。
It doesn't go well.
你就会不会一帆风顺的。
You know it's sin.
你知道是犯罪。
The conviction of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就会扎你的心，
Grief.
会责备你，你就会愁苦。
The loss of joy.
你就失去喜乐。
The know you need to repent.
你知道你需要悔改。
So have you done that?
是你转离，你转离了吗？
Has that happened to you?
你悔改了吗？
Does it continue happening to you?
你是否继续在悔改？
Does God show you that's an idol?
神有没有告诉你，哎，那是偶像，那是偶像，要离弃。
That's standing between fellowship with me.
这偶像使神跟人之间有了阻隔。
Then,
然后
it is turning to God.
然后要转向归向神。
You're not a Christian just because you turn from your idols.
你不是因为你离弃偶像就成了基督徒了。
You're not a Christian if all you did was turn from your sin.
如果你仅仅从罪恶中离弃罪恶，你就成基督徒不？
Being a Christian is not just turning away from idolatry; it's turning to the true God.
你要成为基督徒，不仅仅是离弃偶像，更要归向神，这位真神。
Has your relationship with him changed?
你跟神的关系改变了吗？
Do you delight in him?
你是否因神而喜乐呢？
And is your heart broken when you realize you do not delight in him as you should?
当你认识到你没有这样以他为乐的时候，你心是否破碎难过呢？
Do you want him and want a greater relationship with him?
你是否渴望跟他有更亲近的关系呢？
And yet at the same time, you kick yourself sometimes because you don't. You're so apathetic at times.
有时候因为你如此的冷漠，这么不冷不热，你就心里头非常的
痛苦难过，有没有？这是我们一切的挣扎。
And when I say that's our struggle, I mean mine.
当我说这是我们的挣扎，也包括我们在内。
Now, why do I say that?
为什么那么说我的挣扎
？Let me put two things really clear.
让我把两件事情说清楚。
I know in the last 30 years,
我知道过去三十年来神使用了我。
And some of you sitting out there, you know God has used me.
当中我们坐着，你也知道有人也是神，你也知道神使用了你。
And that's why it's very important that I let you know.
所以我让你知道这件事很重要。
That God did not use me because I reached some level of super spirituality that is beyond you.
神之所以用我，不是因为我达到了一些什么超级的属灵的程度，超过你没有。
God uses me for the same reason He uses you and will use you more.
神用我的原因跟他用你的原因一样，而且还会继续使用你。
Because He uses little broken people.
因为他使用的是那微不足道的那些破碎的人，渺小的人。
And we must be sincere men and women.
我们必须成为那真诚的。
We must have some discipline and devotion to us.
我们必须要有一些自律。
But if you ever walk up to a man and say, "Why has God used you?"
如果你去见一个人，你说为什么神使用你？你问他。
He says, "Well, because I've done this."
因为我做了这个，我做了那个，我怎么样？我怎么样？
This,
现在我达到什么了？我达到什么标准了
？Then run.
赶快，你要离开那个人，远离他。
When people walk up to me and say, "Wow, God really used your sermon that you preached a few years ago."
当有人来看看我，来见我，哎呦，神使用你啊，你讲那个道感动我啊。
I say, "Well, I'm living proof."
我说我就是个证明啊。
That God still speaks through rocks and donkeys.
神仍然使用石头说话，也使用驴在说话。
You see that?
看到没有？
And when I tell you that true Christians still continue to struggle with this battle with idolatry.
当我讲到真正的基督徒啊，还有挣扎，要离弃偶像的时候，
still struggle with their apathy at times.
有时候因着自己的冷漠，挣扎难过。
True,
是真的，真是如此。
But little by little, they will overcome.
但渐渐的，他们会得胜的。
They will grow.
他们会成长的。
Now, does this describe your life?
是否这也形容你的生命呢？
Have you turned from your idols?
你是否已经离弃了你的偶像呢？
Are you still fighting against them?
你是否仍然与偶像在征战呢？
Have you turned to God?
你是否归向了神呢？
Are you wanting to know Him more, trust Him more?
你是否愿意更加的认识他，更加的信赖他呢？
Are you serving Him?
你是否在服侍他呢？
Because that's what they did.
因为这是他们所做的。
They turned from idols.
他们离弃偶像。
They turned to God.
他们归向神。
And they served Him.
他们要服侍。
It doesn't mean you're a preacher or a pastor.
这不仅你是个传道人或是个牧师。
Are you serving Him in the context that He's placed you?
乃是说神不论把你放在哪，你是否都在服侍他呢？
And then verse 10, are you waiting for?
第十节，你是否在等候他的降临？
Are you waiting for that day?
你是否在等候那个日子？
When He comes,
当他来的时候，
and He's vindicated,
那他就会被称为义。
He's glorified.
他会得荣耀。
And you glorified with him.
你是否那时候你与他一同得荣耀？
This is the Christian life.
这是真正的基督徒生活。
Now, I want us to try to hit a few more verses quickly before we go.
我们要继续再看几节经文，快快的。
I want us to skip on down to 2 Samuel chapter 7.
我们再看撒母耳记下。回去。
2 Samuel.
撒母耳记下。
Chapter 7,
第七章
verse
22-23.
7:23, 2 Samuel 2:23. And what one nation on the earth is like your people Israel, whom God went to redeem for Himself as a people, and to make a name for Himself, and to do great things for you, and awesome things for your land, before your people whom you have redeemed for yourself from Egypt, from nations and their gods? For you have established for yourself your people Israel as your own people forever, and you, O Lord, have become their God.
23-24节我们一起读，世上有何名能比你的名以色列呢？你从埃及救赎他们做自己的子民，又在输出来的民面前行那大而可畏的事，驱逐列邦人和他们的神，显出你的大名。你曾坚立你的名以色列做你的子民直到永远，你耶和华也做了他们的子神。
Now look at verse 22.
好，看22节。
For this reason you are great, O Lord God, for there is none like you, and there is no God beside you, according to all that we have heard with our ears.
22节，主耶和华，你本为大，叫我们耳中听见，没有可比你的，除你以外，再无神。
Now,We have here in verse 22 the claim that God is the one true God and there is no one else like him.
在22节这里有呢宣告啊，说主是那独一的神，而且除他以外没有别神了。
Now how does David know this is true?
大卫怎么知道这是事实呢？
We can say he experienced God.
我们可以说大卫经历了神。
We can say it's because of God's law.
或因着神的律法啊，诫命。
Let's look at what David says.
再看大卫怎么说的。
He says in the last part of verse 22, according to all that we have heard with our ears.
他说，照我们耳中听见的，没有可比你的。
Now what is he saying?
他在说什么？22节。
Is he saying, I know that you're the one true God because my mom told me?
他是不是说，因为我妈妈告诉我，所以我知道你是独一的，独一的神，是不是？
No.
不。
What he's talking about here is this.
他在这儿所讲的乃是。
I know you're the one true God.
我知道你是那独一的神。
Because you've done everything you said.
因为你所说的，你都照办了。
Every promise you've ever made,
你给我们的每一个应许
that we heard,
我们所听见的
you fulfilled,
你都应验了
you've done it,
你成全了
there's not one thing in your law, there's not one thing in your word that you have not fulfilled.
你律法诫命中的点点滴滴，没有一句话你没有应验的。
Now, how do we know that God is the one true God?
我们怎么知道神是那独一的真神？
Well, because we've been born again.
因为我们重生了。
Because we've experienced him.
因为我们经历了他。
Just as David experienced.
正如大卫经历他一样。
Yet at the same time, there's more.
但同时还有更多的经历。
Everything that he has said in his word.
他的话语上所记的每一句话。
Has come true.
都成全了。
The many years that I've studied the Bible.
我那么多年研究圣经。
Each year I grow in confidence.
每一年我的信心都在加增。
When I look at some of the things that are down deep in the word that I didn't see when I was a young Christian.
当我看到神的话语当中，当我从前刚刚信主年幼的时候，我还没有看到，我现在更深的领悟到。
How many almost just unbelievable amount of direct promises that are directly fulfilled by Christ in his first coming.
所有的应许不论是直接的还是间接暗示的，都在基督里应验了。
Almost every bit of the teaching of Christ is found interwoven in the Old Testament.
在旧约里头，基督的教导、新约的教导跟旧约都是息息相关，都是哇，都这么默契配合的。
And the types that Christ fulfilled from the Old Testament.
在旧约里头，这些影子、这些预表，基督都应验了。
The argument of the relationship between Adam. And Christ.
亚当跟基督之间的关系，这之间的应验息息相关。
And the detailed accounts of how he would suffer and die because Adam fell.
因着亚当犯罪，圣经又预言了，细细的点点滴滴，基督怎么样受苦，怎么样子为我们代罪，都应验了。
When I look at the big picture.
当我看到这幅整体的大图画的时候，
creation,
从创世以来
to redemption,
一直到救赎
to the consummation of all things,
然后万事的 结局
the entire narrative is so consistent and interwoven.
这整个故事整个历史都是这么精确这么息息相关。
And then when I draw near to the story and study in minute detail,
当我
one small part,
当我像显微镜一样的，我在细细的查看每一个细节的时候，
it all fits perfectly.
哇，就是天衣无缝，如此完美。
It answers every question, every great question that man has to ask.
人所要问的每一个问题都在神的话语里找到答案。
In the realm of the big picture of all the disciplines.
还有所有的学问都在这里。
I mean, I find it when Paul is arguing there in the book of Acts.
当使徒行传，当保罗在辩论的时候，我发现他在雅典。
And he says this.
他说
，In him we move.
在他里面，我们动静起坐都在乎他，记得吗
？He tells those philosophers, "In him we move."
他说在他跟那些雅典的哲学家说，在他里面我们行动。
Oh, that's cool.
又怎么样？你说呢？
In him we move.
当然我们在他里面了，这是他。
Do you know what Paul just did there?
你知道保罗在这说什么？他做了什么吗
？That was the greatest question that the Greek philosopher had.
你知道这是希腊的哲学家最大的难题。
How did it all start?
这一切是怎么开始的呢？
For every action, an equal and opposite reaction.
每一个行动和每一个反应是怎么开始的
？Who gave the first shove?
那第一个动力是从哪来的
？To cause motion.
是第一个动作的源头。
Where did movement come from?
所有的行动的根源何在
？Paul goes, "Oh, I know."
追根溯底，保罗说我知道，在他里面我们。动静起坐的在乎他
The historicity of this
这个历史性
He's addressing issues that is so important for them at that moment
他在回答一个当时他们所问的难题的
Every part of scripture
画龙点睛所有的圣经都是如此点到了
You take Samson
你看参孙
This failed deliverer
这个失败的救赎者
And that whole story isn't about Samson
这整个故事不是有关参孙的
It's about Christ
那是有关基督
One greater than Samson
一个比参孙更大的
Who like Samson would die saving his people
他就像参孙一样 会在借着死亡来拯救他的百姓
But not because of his own
但是不是因着自己的罪
One greater than Moses
一个比摩西更大的
Not only Moses the lawgiver but Moses the intercessor
摩西不仅仅是那颁布律法的他也是跟那位代祷者
Remember when Moses was interceding he'd lift his hands and Joshua and the Israeli army would win
摩西在祷告摩西举手约书亚在山下就得胜对不对
Then Moses gets tired
然后摩西精疲力竭了
When his hands go down
他的手就垂下来了
Israel would lose
以色列人就打败仗了
I hear that preached today
我今天我常常听到这样的讲
And this is what preachers say
传道人会那么说
This is proof we need to help our pastor
哦，这就证明了我们需要我们的牧师代祷啊
We need to stand on each side of him and support him
我们要站在牧师的两旁把他手给举起来
No
不对
That doesn't have anything to do with that at all
跟牧师祷告没关系
What does it have to do with
到底这个关乎什么呢
Christ
关乎基督
We now have an intercessor who doesn't get tired.
我们有一位永远不会疲倦的代祷者。
He doesn't have to sit on a rock.
他没有必要坐在一块石头上。
He sits on the throne of heaven.
他坐在天上的宝座父神右边。
And not because he's tired, but because his work is complete.
不是因为他疲倦，那是因为他已经成了大功告成。看到没有
？Look at Joseph.
你看看约瑟。
One greater than Joseph.
约瑟更大的。
Joseph is rejected. By his brothers.
被他的弟兄们弃绝了。
Who are his brothers?
他的弟兄们是谁呢
？The tribes of Israel.
是以色列的族长。
They reject him.
他们弃绝他。
What do they do?
他们做什么呢
？They throw him in a pit.
把他丢在一个坑里头。
Leave him for dead.
然后让他去死。
Then they figure they can make some money, so they kind of sell him.
然后要赚些钱，这就把他卖了。
And then he's left considered dead in Egypt.
他们就以为他死在埃及了。
He's in a dungeon.
他在一个地牢里。
And then all of a sudden, in one second,
突然之间
Pharaoh calls him.
法老王呼召
The language is very specific.
约瑟来，这讲得很清楚。
He's presented before Pharaoh.
他就被带到法老面前。
Pharaoh looks at him and says,
法老看着约瑟说
，Not one finger and not one foot will move in all of Egypt.
全以色列不准有人动手动脚
，except at your command.
除非你发命令。不准有人动。
Jesus,
耶稣
is rejected by the tribes of Israel.
也被以色列各宗派给各各个支派给弃绝了。
Sold.
他被卖了。
He's left for dead.
他们以为他死了。
And on the third day.
第三天。
Daniel 7.
但以理书第七章。
Rises from the dead.
他从死里复活了。
Specifically, he is presented before the Ancient of Days.
哦，圣经说的，他是被带到那。
And God says, except at your word,
永恒者的面前，
not one foot, not one finger will move in all the cosmos.
整个宇宙没有人能够动一只手一只脚，除非他发命令。
Jonah's in a boat.
约拿在船上。
He's a disobedient prophet.
他是一个反叛的先知。
He goes down below.
他下到水里。
And goes to sleep.
哦，那么下到底舱睡着了。
The sea comes up full of wrath.
然后水就波涛汹涌。
They wake Joseph up.
他们就把
they wake Jonah up.
他们就把约拿给叫醒了。
The sailors are terrified.
水手吓得半死。
We're going to die.
我们要死了咋办？
What have you done?
你干了啥好事？
They throw him in the water.
就把他丢到水里头。
It's calm.
就风平浪静了。
Jesus is crossing.
耶稣在过
with his disciples.
加利利海跟他的门徒一块。
He's asleep in the boat.
他也在船上睡觉。
Exact same place, exact same language.
同样的地方，同样的语言。
The sea comes up in an unusual way.
哇，狂风暴雨临到。
The fisherman recognizes the wrath of God, something unusual.
水手知道这是神的愤怒，哎呀。
They wake him up terrified.
把耶稣叫醒，吓得半死。
Maybe they're thinking.
也许他们在想。
Maybe the Pharisees are right.
也许法利赛人讲的没错啊。
Maybe he is a disobedient prophet.
也许这个耶稣就是个反叛的先知。
But he wakes up.
但是他们把他叫醒。
He comes out.
他站起来。
He says, "Be quiet."
他说，住了吧，止了吧，就风平浪静。
But then a little while longer later,
不久之后呢
，He throws himself into the sea of God's wrath.
他把自己投入神的怒海中。
So that you and I wouldn't be swallowed up by it.
好叫你不至于被神的愤怒吞没。
Almost every parable, everything he teaches is found directly in the Old Testament.
耶稣所教的每个比喻，每个教训，都是直接，几乎都是直接从旧约里头来的。
How do we know that the God of the Bible is the one true God?
我们怎么知道圣经的神是那独一的真神呢？
Because everything that we've heard with our ears, he's done.
因为我们所听见的每一件事情，他都成就了。
But what else?
还有什么呢？
Verse 23
节。
What one nation on the earth is like your people Israel, whom God went to redeem for himself as a people and to make a name for himself and to do a great thing for you and awesome things for your land before your people whom you have redeemed for yourself from Egypt, from the nations and their gods?
世上有何民能比你的民以色列呢？你从埃及救赎他们做自己的子民，又在你赎出来的民面前行了大而可畏的事，驱逐列邦人和他们的神，显出你的大名。
You see,
你看啊
，So many times when I talk about the one true God，
多少次当我讲论到这位独一的真神的时候
，People will use the word myth，
人们就会说神话，
myth.
神话故事，天方夜谭。我说
，Define your terms。
哎，你解释一下。
What do you mean？
什么意思
？Well, you know, myth like mythology。
你知道，像神话、天方夜谭啦，
I got that
神话小说了。我明白了。
But you mean like Greek mythology？
你说像希腊神话
？And they go, yeah。
他说对呀、啊，对呀、啊。
Go, are you being serious？
我说你讲，你是在严肃的说话吗
？And they say yes. Why？
对
呀、
啊。
What's the difference？
有什么不同呢
？Oh, one word。
一个字不同。
Historicity。
历史性。
No one makes any claim to the myths having any historical basis whatsoever.
没有人会说那些神话故事有任何的历史的成分，事实。
There really was a man, Jesus of Nazareth.
真的有这么一个人，拿撒勒人耶稣，他是个历史人物。
Really died under Pontius Pilate.
他在比拉多的手下。
And the world really was changed by 11 men.
世界因着他的十一个门徒改变了，翻天覆地。
And there really is a nation called Israel.
有一个国度叫做以色列国。
And there really is a land called Egypt.
有一块土地叫做犹太人的以色列国。
And God really did a great work.
神实实在在的成就了一件大事，在历史上成全了。
I remember being in the British Museum a few years ago.
几年前我在英国的博物馆里。
And this one pagan king.
有一个外邦的王。
They were able to excavate the walls of his palace.
他们能够把他的古老的皇宫的墙壁啊，考古挖掘出来。
And they have all the battles that he won.
他们看到他所打的那些仗，打赢的仗，每一场他打胜的仗的图画，哇，这叫人惊讶。
And then there's one place where there's nothing.
有一个空间了，什么都没有。
In the middle of all these historical battles, there's one place that's just nothing.
在那些历史的这些他打胜仗，其中有块空白的地方。
And for years, archaeologists like, why is there nothing there?
所以多年这些考古学家呢就不知道为什么。
Because that battle is recorded in the scriptures.
因为那场仗是在圣经里记载。
That king lost.
这场仗这个王打败了。
Because an angel came down from heaven and killed like 185,000 of his troops.
因为一个天使从天上降临，一个天打死了185,000人，一晚之间，这历史。
Right there in history.
就在历史上，没有记录下来。亚述王。
It's not myth.
这不是神话故事。
But more than anything else.
更重要的。
Well, not more than anything else.
不能说更重要啊。
But we cannot discount what God has done in the lives of countless individuals.
我们不能够忽视神在成千上万人的生命中所成就的这些事实。
You know, when I say that, people will always say, yeah, yeah, what about the Inquisition, where you Christians killed all those people?
当我说到这些事，有些人说，啊，那些宗教裁判所呢，你们怎么看呢？
What about the Crusades?
那个什么十字军东征呢？
I go, what about them?
我说，怎么了？
You brought it up, explain it to me.
你既然是你开的话题，你解释啊。
I was with, like I said, a couple weeks ago with a large group of Muslims.
你知道几个礼拜前我跟一大群伊斯兰教徒，就是回教徒在一块儿。
And I said, you guys are pretty mad about the Inquisition?
不是，你们说因着十字军东征，你们非常的不高兴啊。
They said, yeah.
对啊，对啊。
About the Crusades.
还有那些一次次的东征的。
Does that bother you?
你们不高兴，对不对？
Yeah.
对啊。
I said, me too.
我也不高兴，我说。
They said, why?
那为什么？
I said, just as many of my people died in that thing as your people.
我们这边死的人跟你那边死的人差不多。
They go, what do you mean?
什么意思？他们说。
I go, have you ever been to the Inquisition?
你有没有去参加那些那个宗教裁判？
Isn't it interesting that in some of the cells there are Bible verses carved?
你看在那些地牢里头有一些经节刻在墙壁上。
Because the people that the Catholic Church was killing were Christians.
因为天主教徒在残害基督徒。
It wasn't done by Christians.
这不是基督徒干的好事。
It was done to Christians.
而是向基督徒所做的逼迫。
By a gigantic ecclesiastical organization that was corrupt and not Christian.
是借着一个败坏的宗教的组织，那不是基督徒的组织所对基督徒的迫害。
I've been even to the Inquisition in Peru.
我甚至在秘鲁啊，他们的宗教裁判所那些事情我也去过。
Bible verses carved on the wall.
在墙上圣经的章节刻在那。
You know, a donkey's not a donkey because you call it a donkey.
你知道驴啊，不是因为你叫它驴，它就是驴了。
A donkey.Is a donkey because it has the characteristics of a donkey.
驴之所以是驴，因为它有驴的特性。
Just because something calls itself Christian doesn't make it Christian.
你自称基督徒不使你成为基督徒。
Especially when it does everything opposite of what Christ commanded.
特别是这些人做的一切事情都跟基督的教训违背。
Especially when it usurps Christ's authority on the earth.
特别是他们在地上篡夺了基督的权柄。
And especially when it's killed more Christians than any other organization on the planet.
特别是他们杀害的基督徒比世上任何的宗教团体杀害的更多。
So it's not Christian.
所以天主教不是基督徒。
One of the greatest evidences is how God actually changes people.
最大的证据是神如何改变人的生命。
This one true God takes prostitutes and makes them clean.
这位独一的真神把妓女的生命改变，使他们干净。
He takes racists and makes them not racist.
他把那些种族歧视者改变成为
He takes every manner of sinful man, and if he truly has made them his, he changes them.
他把各种各样罪孽深重的人，把他们改变成为活得像样的人。
And they don't kill for their faith.
他们不再因着信仰残害，他们乃是为信仰殉道。
And they die blessing the ones who kill them.
甚至他们死的时候，还在祝福那些逼迫他们的人，杀害他们的人。
Over the many, many years, the testimonies I've heard,
这么多年来我听到这些见证,
who have been so dramatically changed by
the power of the gospel, 这些人的生命因着福音的大能生地, 生命彻头彻尾的改变了。
How do I know?
我怎么知道?
There's no other religion in the world that talks this way.
因为世上没有任何宗教像这样讲话。
How many Buddhists have you ever heard stand up and say, I was a filthy, sinful, wretched human being, but then Buddha entered into my life and changed it completely?
多少的佛教徒站到台上做见证，我从前是一个罪大恶极的人，但是佛祖进到我的生命中改变了我。
And now I love my wife.
现在我爱我的妻子。
And I love my enemy.
我爱我的仇敌。有没有？
No.
没有。
You don't see that.
你看不到这样的见证。
You don't see that anywhere.
任何地方都没有这样的见证。
You see it with the one true God.
但是唯独这位独一的真神改变。
I remember one time.
我记得有一次。
My uncle was a pastor.
我的舅舅是一个牧师啊。
He had a church in Miami.
他在迈阿密牧会。
And there were people from All over in his church.
他教会啊的人呢，来自各地各方。
But there was this beautiful blonde-haired girl in the church.
有一个金黄头发的女孩在他教会。
She was the kind of the just the beautiful girl in the church.
她是整个教会的大美女。
One day, her father and her two brothers came to my uncle's office.
有一天呢，他的爸爸跟他两个兄弟呢，到我的舅舅的办公室。
And they sat down and they said,
他们坐下来，他们说。
We're going to kill a man.
我们准备杀一个人，他们说。
Now my uncle,
我的舅舅牧师啊。
He was a criminal before he became a Christian.
他信主之前，他也是一个罪犯。
I mean a bad one.
我说是一个罪大恶极的坏蛋。
You're not killing anybody in my church.
在我教会你不准杀人啊，他说。
And they said yes, we are.
他说，那他们说我们肯定要杀。
He said why?
那舅舅说为什么
？The man said my daughter.
那个男人说我的女儿要跟一个黑人结婚我们要把他干掉我就说你不准杀人我舅舅就叫那个黑人来啊跟他说我舅舅就跟那个男人跟那个女孩见面
He told him straight up, you can't marry this girl.
他就告诉那个人说你不能跟这个女孩结婚
He said, why?
他说为什么因为我是黑人就不能跟她结婚凭什么
He said, no, because you're an unconverted sinner.
那是因为你是一个没有归信主的罪人
You don't know Christ.
你不认识基督
And she's made a claim to know Christ.
但是这个女孩她自称是基督徒你信的跟不信的不能同父异母
So I can't marry you.
所以我不能够为你主持婚礼
But I do want you in my church.
但我盼望你能够来我教会。
And I want you sitting under the gospel.
我要你听福音，继续听。
So that one day maybe God will convert you.
是也许有一天神能够使你归信，能够来。
Everything will change.
那一切都会改变。
And so a few months went by, and the man came.
几个月之后呢？这个那个男人呢，继续来教会啊。
And he was a man of integrity.
他是一个很正直的、诚实的。
He wasn't going to just get converted because he wanted to marry somebody.
他不会假装信主就为了结婚了，不。
And so one Sunday, that man breaks down crying.
那个男人呢就崩溃了，他就哭了。
And he comes down the aisle.
他就来到前面，
just hysterically.
带着就是疯癫的哭啊。
And he says, "Jesus has saved me."
他情不自禁要哭，他说：“耶稣拯救我。”
He just kind of fell into my uncle's arm.
他投入我的舅舅的怀抱里。
And my uncle said, Paul, I looked up and I saw those three men coming down the aisle.
我舅舅说呢，我这个时候我看那三个男的也要上前来要信主了，要决志。So
I told this young man, get behind me.
哎，站到我后面，站到我后面。
I said, I was figuring that, well, some things were going to happen in that church that no one's ever seen before.
我以为在教会里要发生一件前所未有的事情。
And he said, those three men got within about, I don't know, about 3 yards.
那个三个男人大概三米那么远。
And all three of them fell down on their faces.
三个大男人扑通扑倒在地。
They crawled to that black man.
他们爬到那个黑人面前。
Begging for forgiveness.
求他赦免。
And blessed the day he married their daughter.
那一天他们结婚的日子是何等的蒙福。
Now what God does that?
世上有何神能够成就这样的事？
Where have you heard any stories like that?
你哪里听过这样的故事？
Just with this one.
唯有他。
He really changes people.
他真正改变人。
He really changes people.
使人彻底改变。
Has he changed you?
他改变了你没有呢?
Is he changing you?
他是否正在改变你呢?
David says, I know you're the true God.
大卫说，我知道你是独一的真神。
Everything I've heard with my ears, you've done.
因为我耳所听见的，你都成全了。
There's no other God who redeems people.
世上没有任何神这样救赎人。There's
no other God who fixes people.
没有任何神能够改变解决人的问题的。
But you do.
但是你唯独你来。
Do you know this God?
你是否认识这位神呢?
I don't care if you think you have religion.
我不关心如果你认为你有宗教，这不重要。
Has God changed your heart?
但是神改变了你的心没有。
Have you turned from idols?
你是否从你的偶像？ 转离了。 你是否紧紧抓住这位独一的真神？
Are you serving him?
你是否在侍奉他呢？
Are you loving others?
你是否 在爱人如己。
Are you waiting for his son?
你是否在等候他的儿子从天降临呢?
Let's pray. Father, thank you, dear God, that you are a God who redeems.
主啊, 我们感谢你, 你是一位真正救赎的神。
We would have no hope, but you are the God that you are.
若不是你就是那位神, 我们就没指望了。
I pray, dear God, that you will use this week to help your people.
主啊，求你使用这个周末来帮助你的百姓。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.